At Aomare Village Hall, some of the 971 inhabitants are doing their bit to raise money for charity by holding an auction. Caught up in the excitement, your own correspondent finds himself the proud owner of a white ceramic salad bowl decorated with small golden ferns. At one of the tables, the mayor, Jean Huba. Inevitably, a village mayor needs a very good excuse to duck out of events like these. Huba is serving his first mandate. He can understand those who don't fancy a second. Why are the mayors fed up? Because the tax money we receive has been reduced so much to tackle the national debt that we only have enough for maintenance, he complains. The mayors have responsibility for smaller roads, the sewers and the water supply, and to keep the childcare service and school canteen going. We have nothing left for investment, he says. We want a new village hall. We no longer have the money to pay for one. Huba puts in 4, not necessarily full, days a week at the mairie, whose best translation is town hall, although most of them are in villages. They often have Liberté, Égalité, Fraternité written on the front and always have a bust of the Marianne, the figurehead of the French Republic, inside, not to mention the official portrait of the president. There's pomp, but not much money. Huba's mayorship earns him 1,100 euros a month. He tells me he used to work in banking. I earned 10 times more and worked 10 times less than I do today, he says. Bankers, don't you just love them? It's tough on your family life too, he says. The meetings usually take place in the evenings. The last one ended at midnight. Perhaps especially in a village, the mayor is always an important person. Somebody you want to keep on the right side of. Somebody to be treated with respect. In some ways, the French Revolution substituted the mayor for the parish priest. It's the mayor, for example, who conducts all marriages, wearing his tricolour sash. He is, opinion polls show, the elected representative that the French people appreciate most. But he's not beyond criticism. I pay a visit to Nicole Tanguy, whose sausage dog nips me playfully around the ankles. Mrs. Tanguy is a Hermeray resident who used to be vice president of a heritage preservation association, which brought her a good deal in contact with mayors. And as the French expression puts it, she doesn't have her tongue in her pocket. They're so pleased to be mayor, she tells me. It's all about ego. They've been chosen by the voters and that gives them an indescribable pleasure. She's sceptical about the opinion poll that shows half of them are about to give up politics. It's strategy, she thinks, to try to get bigger budgets from the government. But to do what, she asks. We've got all the infrastructure we need, but they can't stop building things. A new village hall instead of renovating the old one, traffic calming all over the place, pavements nobody uses, new roundabouts. We don't need a bigger budget, she says, just enough for the upkeep of what we already have. Which has been more or less the thinking of central government these past 10 years. But the Yellow Vests, the protest movement of peri-urban and rural France, has changed all that. Now people talk sagely in that wonderfully technical French way about the need to re-establish the corps intermédiaire, the intermediary bodies, between the president and the people. The trade unions, for example, and the mayors. Now, all of a sudden, Macron wants the mayors to be part of, even perhaps organise, a consultation exercise in order to bring these non-big city people back into the political process. After showing them just how little he thought of them by cutting the budgets that swelled their status, he's now turning towards the mayors and asking for their help. Back at the village hall, a coat rack is up for auction. Judging by all the fluorescent vests in the windscreens of the cars parked outside, we are deep in gilets jaunes country. Will the mayors of villages like this one help the president calm that unrest? Perhaps they will, but he may have to do something to calm the mayor's discontent first. John Lawrenson, DW, Aomare.